that it will be different. What I was thinking about when I was trying to decide what we were going to talk about this evening, our previous discussion was on working the 90-day goal for October, November, and December, kind of as a subset of our larger goal, because no matter when you start the 90-day goal, it's pretty impossible for any of us to get our total level of goal achievement in 90 days. The point in doing the 90-day increments, though, is that you will build the momentum necessary to keep moving forward. And when we last spoke, we were focused on identifying what we needed to do in terms of prospecting and recruiting and the retailing aspect for October, November, and December. And everyone agreed, I'm sure you agreed even though I didn't hear you, that you would set your new game plan in place. So the question is, what have you done already with the first 5 days of October, since this is October 5th? And then, what have you done with the first 5 days that's different from what you did in September? So if what you did last month didn't help move you along to where you want to go, then there should have been something different done during these first 5 days of October. So I'm not sure if you did something different that is moving you in the direction you want to go or not. But that's a piece of what you need to reflect on. And it needs to be, what have you done differently in the area of retailing and product use, remember, because those are the areas we talked about, as well as the prospecting and recruiting areas. And I was thinking that it's real important sometimes to revisit how all of the activities that we need to become involved with are related to one another in terms of specific goal achievement. So I want us to walk through that for a bit. When you think about what you are doing with your goal achievement statements and your action plan, you are going to realign that to match with your current goals. Unfortunately, a lot of people still have the same action plan they created when they became involved with this business, whether or not it was 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or even longer. But the reality is that needs to be realigned and updated, if you will, based on your current goals. And most of us tend to change our goals as we progress in a business and in life. So think about what I'm going to talk about in the context of realignment of your action plan with your current goals for this next 90-day period. And understand that with this particular business vehicle, the objective is clearly to prospect, recruit, and retail in order to get to our particular goals with this business. Under that, you have to refocus on the master action plan. And I know that since the last call, I received several emails from people who said they have a master action plan, but then when we go into the details of what's on their plan, it's really not as comprehensive as it needs to be. But I think sometimes we're overcomplicating it, because the master action plan simply details what you have to do with this particular business and how you're going to do it. What you have to do is gain exposure for your business, gain exposure for your product. That's the two big ones. How you have to do it is what comes under that. And that's either through health seminars, using Dr. Dutch's DVD, having product shows, using the Mall Talk, which is very nice if you haven't received your new edition yet, using the brochures, inviting people to your portal, going to your portal with people and explaining how to navigate through the system. So what's important and what some people are missing in the master action plan is there's not a lot of time spent on what you need to do, because what you need to do is pretty simple. You have to expose the business. You have to expose the product. The how is what people are coming up short on, because they're not listing all of the possible options for how you can expose your business and expose your product. So you really have to take some time and think about all of the possibilities, because leading from your master action plan is going to be your daily action plan, which is the details of when you're going to do these things. It's easy enough for me to identify what I have to do, how it has to be done, but the critical piece is, when am I going to do it? And that's going to be the part that makes up your daily action plan. The rest of it is not actually going to be a part. You have to extract from the master action plan, because it's going to be full. Let's say 20 different options you could use, but you can't do different things on any given day. So the daily action plan is going to be the most focused piece of what you're going to be involved in. And your ultimate goal achievement, therefore, is really far more dependent on the significance of the actions that you take on a daily basis than it is on the scope of your overall master action plan. And sometimes what we're doing is spending so much time creating this giant blueprint on the whiteboard of everything that needs to be done that we're getting overwhelmed, and then we're not extracting what's necessary to work on a daily basis. So I've used this illustration before. I don't think I've used it any time recently, but I think it's important, and it's odd to use it in the networking context, but I think it'll make sense to you. I want you to think about what a pyramid looks like. And I want you to think about it in the context of the shape really being the triangle. Okay, let's just focus on that. But the tip of the triangle is your goal. That's why it's very narrow, it's very focused, because most of us are very clear about the one thing that we want to work towards at any given time. But then you take that and you divide the triangle into segments. Immediately below the goal are what I call achievement mechanisms. How are you going to achieve the goal? What are the mechanisms that you have to use? That, of course, for us is prospecting, recruiting, and retailing. Next level is going to be, when are you going to do that? That's your daily action plan. And at the bottom is the master action plan. Of course, that's the widest area because there's so many options for what and how you can do this business. So you can work this in either direction. You can have the goal at the top, then focus on your achievement mechanisms, and then your daily action plan, and then at the bottom is your master action plan. Or you can reverse and make the goal number one, prospecting and recruiting number two, the daily action plan number three, and the master action plan number four. But what I want you to focus on is the fact that the narrowing from the broad base of what constitutes the master action plan to the more, to the, how can I put this? I want you to go from the broad base master action plan, then inward to a more focused daily action plan, and then even more inward to the achievement mechanisms to get to a very narrow goal. And the reason for that is you can't get generally to the level of achievement you want without really focusing. You always have to go from the broader to the narrower in order to get through. And you can think about them as building blocks, you can think about it as a triangle. However you need to conceptualize it, what I want you to understand is that you start from the broad and you get to the narrow. There's much more that you can do than you have to do, and there's much more, unfortunately, that you have to do than most of us are willing to do, which is why immediately below the goal is using the proper achievement mechanisms based on what you want to do in terms of prospecting and recruiting and retailing to get goal achievement with this vehicle. And an easy illustration is, if you think about the goal, the top point is getting $1,500 a month. And then the achievement mechanism, which is the next level, you can choose or blend from all of the items that are in the master action plan at the broad base. For example, in the prospecting and recruiting piece, you know that it's about the numbers of people that you have to contact, that you have to work with to become business associates, that you have to work with to create business file. That's it on the prospecting and recruiting side. On the retailing side, you have to focus on the type of product you're going to sell, the amount of product you need to sell. Do you want to go for maximum retail, or do you want to go for maximum volume? It's got to be up to you. But the hard part is, in each area, there's going to be a separate master action plan and a separate daily action plan that you're going to have to implement. If you've identified that you need to talk to 24 people this week, then that's going to be, for that particular item, for prospecting and recruiting, your new goal is talking to 24 people. Therefore, you take that one level down to your daily action plan, how many people are you going to talk with each day so that you are sure by the end of the week you've talked to 24 people? And then you go to, what achievement mechanisms am I going to use? Am I going to just go out and have conversations with people, try to build relationships? Am I going to ask people to review a three-part DVD? Am I going to ask people for referrals? Am I going to ask people to evaluate what I'm involved in? You see, so defining one piece, like your numbers of people, doesn't end the discussion. You have to then go through the exercise of how am I going to get this done? If I've got to talk to 24 people in order to get 12 people to agree to look at the plan, to be reasonably sure that I get 3 people who want to go to the next level, then I have to know exactly how I'm going to do that. And I need to, as much as possible, have that written down so that I can know where I'm off track. I need to have in writing that I'm going to talk to 24 people this week, and that means when Monday comes and I haven't talked to anyone, that I know that I'm down 2 days, and therefore I have 5 days left that I need to talk to these 24 people. Now, that works if I say I'm going to be working 7 days a week. If I'm only going to be working 5 days a week, then it's going to be different. So that's why every element has to be based on what you're willing to do for your daily action plan. And unfortunately, we don't focus on that near enough. We focus more on the master action plan, but the reality for the master action plan is you can't get there until you know the background that really supports the achievement mechanism. It's easy enough to say on the master action plan, I need to prospect and recruit. Okay, fine, but exactly what does that mean? Well, it means that I need to identify 24 people that I'm going to talk to this week. If I don't already have 24 people that I'm going to talk to, then I need to identify where I'm going to go, on what days, at what time, in order to put myself in front of 24 people that week, in order to move myself forward. If I'm going to create a realistic master action plan, I have to focus on what needs to be done with this business and how I'm going to do it. So knowing the numbers, that's not too challenging for most of us, but implementing the what to do in terms of those numbers is a bit more challenging because we have to find the people. You have to decide, are you going to depend on your general lifestyle approach for creating new relationships? That could work if you are always in front of other people. That won't work if you lead a pretty solitary existence. You know, we've talked about that before. If you only go out of your house once a day for an hour or so to run to the post office and come back, you're not likely to put yourself in front of enough people to get to 24 people that week. So you have to decide what you're willing to do to find the people. When you decide that element and you put yourself in a position to be around people, then you have to know what to do. And this piece, unfortunately, sometimes we get ourselves in front of people, but we're almost surprised that we're actually in front of people that we're talking to, and therefore we don't know what to do. That's where you have to identify what you're going to do in terms of approaching those people. Are you going to be more comfortable using the referral approach? Are you going to be more comfortable asking people to evaluate? What may be perfectly comfortable for me may be totally uncomfortable for you. Are you going to work off of a names list, or are you more comfortable dealing with people that you don't know? Some people never want to work with their warm market. Some people only want to work with their warm market. You have to decide this if you're going to have a realistic goal achievement plan in place and have a realistic chance for achieving what it is you say you want to achieve. When I get to the element of how am I going to do this, I have to decide. Am I going to ask for referrals? Am I going to only reach out to recruits? Am I only going to buy a leads list? You can do whatever you want to do, because remember, the bottom of the triangle, the broadest base, is the master action plan. What are the possibilities that you can use to build this business, and how are you going to do it? And I don't know which one is going to work best for you. Generally, it's been my experience that a blending of what's available works for most people. But when you're deciding what you're going to choose and how you're going to blend it, you need to consider the requirements and the likelihood of success for each of those items in the how-to piece. Someone could say that they have looked at their current situation and they know that they don't have a lot of time in terms of calendar space for prospecting and recruiting. But maybe they have money to, and they decide they want to buy a leads list. Okay, I'm not saying that you can't do that. I'm not saying that there are many people in this company who have done that. What I'm saying is that you have to always, for whatever step you pick on the elements list, you have to consider the likelihood of success based on where you are. And generally, in direct sales, research shows that the numbers from buying leads are pretty minimal. And most people who come into business with you that way don't stay very long because there's no relationship. Without a relationship basis, there's usually no loyalty, there's no commitment from one person to another. It's similar to what we were talking about when we started the call with those who are working on selling websites. Most of the success for people who are selling websites has come from relationships. They've either joined some type of networking group or been part of some local business chamber, because most people who want to invest that type of money want to do it with a person that they know. In the same respect, people who want to invest the kind of time that we're asking people to invest with this business want to do it with a person that they know. So you could still choose to do a leads list or retail, or only retail to recruit, or only ask for referrals, but I'm believing that to get the level of success you want, you're going to have to combine these. You have to blend the options for what you're going to take from the master action plan and put into your daily action plan, all right? So you started with the premise that you have the master action plan at the base. Next step up is the daily action plan. You've looked at all these. You've looked at referrals. You've looked at buying leads. You've looked at retail to recruit. And you're choosing what's going to go into your daily action plan. And that's going to detail when your specific actions are going to occur. And we talked about that before. We talked about it often in terms of this is the area where you're going to have your calendar available and you're going to have your to-do list. Because everything that's on the daily action plan, obviously, it's daily, it's action, it's a plan, it means it needs to be executed. So, if you're going to go with the leads list from the master action plan, then you have to decide, where are you going to get the list from? There are some quality lists out there, and there are some really bad lists out there. There's some inexpensive lists, there are some really expensive lists. Where are you going to get yours from? When are you going to get the list? When are you going to review the list? When are you going to make the initial contact with people? When are you going to do the follow-up? Because it's very unlikely that you're going to reach people or be able to get from A to Z in one conversation. When are you going to send the follow-up material to those people? If you decide to move from your master action plan the area concerning retailing to recruit, same questions have to be answered. Where are you going to do your retailing? Are you going to retail only to people that you know? When are you going to distribute your information? When are you going to distribute your mall talks, your brochures, and your product-related DVDs if you don't have any time on your calendar that you're leaving your house and going out to be in front of people? When are you going to host your product preview shows? Or when are you going to host your health awareness seminars? And if you're thinking about extracting the retailing to recruiting piece from the master action plan and moving it to your daily action plan, then you have to think about this. Retailing to recruit means that you've retailed generally more than once to the same individual and are at the point of asking them for referrals. You've received referrals from them, and then you're at the point of asking them for a chance to sit down with them and explain exactly what they've been helping you do with building your business. So that leads us back to what we talked about at the beginning of the call in terms of, do you have your preferred customers registered? The retailing to recruit is dependent upon preferred customers, because you need to have people who are repeat customers who may have an interest in sharing the product with other people and also an interest in perhaps making the additional income from sharing that product. So everything is interconnected, and none of these methods operate in a vacuum. It just doesn't work like that, and it doesn't work for any extended period of time if you are going to seriously use this business vehicle to achieve your goals. So for most of what I've seen from you all in the last couple of weeks, and really in the last few months, for those who've been gracious enough to share their master action plans with me, your goal statements look really good. You know, they're focused. They clearly identify what you want and where you expect to be in a certain amount of time. And your master action plans look pretty comprehensive and really professional. The challenge is with the daily action plan, because you're not building in enough time to really show not just me, but to show yourselves when you're going to do all these things you're going to say. You're saying you're going to do it because your master action plan is full of things that you have identified as being necessary to build this business, but then your daily action plan doesn't support that. And think back to the triangle. It's base built upon base built upon base to get to the peak. Okay? And the goal achievement piece only happens when the daily foundation is in place. It's just not going to work any other way, not any other way that I'm aware of. And I guess the thing to stress at this point is the significance of the quality and the quantity of what you're doing on a daily basis. That's absolutely the most critical element in determining whether or not you're going to get to the goal achievement that you set with this business vehicle. Because if your daily details aren't done well, then your master action plan is pretty meaningless, and the achievement mechanisms don't work. And if the achievement mechanisms, which of course is everything we need to do for prospecting and recruiting and retailing, if they don't work, then the business vehicle objectives can't be met. And if you don't meet the business objective, then you can't achieve your goals, not with this particular business. And it doesn't mean that your goals won't ever happen. You could decide to meet it another way. But the basics with this particular business, I mean, they are what they are. And sometimes I'm afraid when we keep revisiting goal achievements and we keep reworking our master action plans, it's like we think one day we're going to draw out a master action plan and it's not going to involve me actually going to talk to another human being, and it's not going to involve me actually having to sell one product to another person. And I don't care how many times you write it out, it's never going to be like that, because this is a people-based business. It's a relationship-based business, and as the new motto says, it is also a product-based business, and you have to engage all those components to have a realistic chance of achieving your goals with this business. But the challenge that I'm finding with most of us is that it's just staying on task, because life gets in the way. I mean, many of you have jobs outside the home. Some of you have two jobs outside the home. You have families, and you have two jobs outside the home. And it is definitely challenging to be able to focus on what's necessary to build this business. But that's the piece that you have to get clear on when you're working these goals for the next 90 days, is whether or not you, at this point in your life, have the commitment necessary to stay on task with your daily action plan. And it's not, you can't work a daily action plan and then report that you contacted people on Wednesday, but you did nothing Monday and Tuesday, you did nothing Thursday and Friday. That's not a daily action plan. That's a weekly action plan. And if you want to have a weekly action plan, then you need to adjust your goal achievement estimated completion dates accordingly. And you may have to do that. It depends on your individual circumstances. I just want you to be realistic about what's going to be the end result, so that you don't beat yourself up when we get to the end of the 90 days and you aren't where you said you were going to be, but you really ought not to have expected to be there because you weren't in a position to do, or you didn't have the commitment, discipline, and willingness to do the things that you needed to do on a daily basis. And when you think about it, is it hard? Yeah, absolutely it's hard. Is the rest of life somewhat easier? Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's easier to work two jobs than it is to make a plan and stick to it for exposing this business and exposing your product to other people. It really depends on what it is you're willing to pay for what it is you say you want. I'm not saying that your jobs are particularly easy either, but they don't require the same level of commitment in terms of personal investment, in terms of putting yourself out there. Because if you work for someone else, you just have to show up. You have to show up, you have to do the work, but they have to pay you. That's the law. You also have to deal with the fact that they need to tell you what to do, you could lose your job. But even with this business, if you really invest yourself in this business, then you'll know that your customers really tell you what to do. I always think it's funny when people say, well, I don't want to work for anybody because I don't want anybody to tell me what to do. Well, if you've ever owned a business, you know that your customers and everyone else, in effect, tells you what to do. You just have a different level of control. And you have to decide that when you're considering whether or not you're going to make the commitment necessary to be effective with this business. It's a lot more difficult than going to work for most of us. It's a lot more difficult than going to school. When you go to school, someone else is checking things off, reminding you that you have homework, making sure that you've turned in this. They're giving you report cards to say how you do. We don't get a report card. I mean, you don't get a check. You don't get any retail profit, but it's in the negative. It's not someone saying to you that you're not working out well with this, and I think I'm going to have to let you go. You're just saying that to yourself. The key is to consider what switch you have to flip inside yourself in order to hold yourself as accountable and responsible as you let other people hold you in almost every other area of your life. Because the plain reality is that $1,500 a month is not going to happen without a daily action plan that includes some component of using the mall talk, prospecting and recruiting, having product shows, sharing what you have to offer with other people. You see, even if you have people, you use product and you attend the trainings, and many of you do that, that's not necessarily using the achievement mechanisms the way they're intended to be used, because many people have never missed an NMTSS event. They have been faithful product users, and yet their business isn't growing. And that's because when we're looking at the achievement mechanisms that are necessary for prospecting, recruiting, and retailing, many people are forgetting the fact that this business is about volume accumulation. I could have 500 people, but if I have 500 people and they aren't on TransferBuy and they aren't sharing the product with other people and they aren't good users of the product themselves, then I'm not going to have sufficient volume accumulation. So on the surface, it can look like I'm doing everything right. I have people, I use product, and I attend trainings. But that is activity that's based on a faulty premise. Okay, the basic premise with this business is volume accumulation, and that means that you have to work with your business associates until they get paid, not until they get on your nerves or until you don't want to be bothered, until they get paid or until they quit. And you have to keep that same focus on what you're doing with yourself. You want to keep expanding your possibilities in terms of exposing your product and exposing your business until we get paid. And sometimes I think we miss that point. It is a volume accumulation issue. So when I was thinking about that in the context of our working on this next 90-day goal period, consider, we talked before about increasing our own use of product 100% and increasing our use of our internet portal and our IBV. Well, we've talked about this in the past. Consider that this is the holiday period for most of us, all right, in this country. So, in the past, we talked about the gift baskets. And I know that some people think, oh, that's too much work. But the reality is many of you go into stores and buy gift baskets for other people. You can, that are already made, you can build gift baskets as a team. You have to think about it in terms of, do I really want to expose what I have to other people? Do I believe enough in what I have to share it as gifts for other people? This is probably the best time of the year for doing this because there are many businesses who make the majority of their income during this 90-day period. Think about personal distribution, how you can simply use your products to build gift baskets to give to people that you know. Think about creating a flyer offering that service. Think about creating a flyer that talks about what you have available on your portal. I'm going to update the ideas that are on the portal now, I mean, that are on our website now concerning the gift baskets, so I've gotten some really good suggestions from you all. But the first step is to look through your mall talk. First of all, in order to look through the new mall talk, that means you have to have ordered the new mall talk. So you have to have that so that you know what you have and what the possibilities are. And I still want you to focus on that portal. Even without the business volume, if you develop the IBV habit, then it is going to ultimately lead to an increase in your standard business volume accumulation because people are going to be more exposed to what you have to offer every time they visit the site. Think about other events that are going on this next 90 days. People moving into houses, how about housewarming gifts? What about people moving into apartments? Same thing. You can give people a snap pack. You can give people lots of things from what you have to offer. All else fails, you can give gift certificates. I can't believe that there's no one on the phone who doesn't know someone who's having a birthday in the next 90 days. If you're going to buy them something anyway, why in the world would you not buy it from yourself? If you don't see anything in the mall talk that you would buy them, which I might find hard to believe, then go buy something from your portal so that you can develop that habit And even though you don't get the assistance in volume accumulation, you do get the IBV, and you get to introduce your business to them when you share the gift with them, or when they thank you for the gift, and you have that opportunity to say, I was really happy that I could purchase this for you from my own store. You can create your own gift certificate if you want to have someone be able to shop through the Mall Talk. You don't have to purchase a gift certificate for that. You can purchase the gift certificates, of course, through giftcertificates.com. Many people love to go out and eat. I mean, that's what most of this country does a lot. There's not one restaurant, I think, that's not on giftcertificates.com. Of course, they have my favorite McDonald's. And could you believe they actually tore down the McDonald's on the corner from me? They're building a new one. I hope it's ready soon, but they just tore down this week. Anyway, you can think about what's available. You can give people gifts from the motor store. You can give people gifts from people who have pets. I don't have pets, never have, never wanted to. But I'm amazed at the number of people who do have pets and who buy gifts for their pets. You can't go in any of the stores and not see those things sitting there. Well, what about you? You could put ClearShield in there. You could use Pet Magic in there. And then you just buy a basket and a card from the dollar store or someplace like that. It exposes what you have, and when it works, which we know it does, then they will come back to you for something else that you have to offer. Someone sent in a really nice idea for a gift basket, and I think they call it Christmas Glow, or you can call it Holiday Glow, and they put Beast Intelligence products in there, the normalizer and the facial mask, and they put a Christmas wreath in there, a basket, and a card, and boom, there you have it. Not just giving the gift that you were going to give anyway, but exposing what you have to share with other people. I can't think of a better way to introduce what you have available. This is a perfect time to offer your preferred customers access to the preferred customer credit card with the reward point. If you take 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and write down all the people you know and your family and your friends who have some sort of event coming up in the next 90 days, I just cannot believe that you cannot find something on that portal that you can buy to allow you to share what you have to offer with people that you have never shared with before. When I was looking online when the new portal was updated this week, how many of us know someone who spends their time sitting in front of the TV buying things from Home Shopping Network? They can buy from Home Shopping Network and go right through your portal. What about the Disney Channel? I have some friends who absolutely love sports memorabilia, and whenever it's time to buy them something, they always want something from ESPN or Upper Deck. Okay, well, ESPN and Upper Deck are right there, so what do I do? Even if I don't know anything about that, I just go there through my portal, put in the name of the person they want to buy something about, like usually it's Tiger Woods for the people that I know. And so I put in Tiger Woods, and boom, up come all these things. Well, if I'm going to buy it anyway for them, which I'm going to do, then I'm going to buy it through the portal. Holidays, again, you can buy from Hallmark. You can buy from Hickory Farms. I like murder mysteries, those things where you don't have to think about what you're doing, and you can just kind of watch them no matter what's going on. Well, when someone asks me what I would like, I might want one of those mystery DVDs. Well, I will tell them that they can make the purchases through my portal. They can shop at A&E, you can shop at the History Channel, the Biography Channel. How many people on this call know someone who is using iTunes? You have to know that they can go through your portal to iTunes. They can go through your portal to buy gift certificates and other items from Fat Farm. They can go through your portal to go to Overstock. These are all the possibilities for potentially increasing your volume, but more importantly, increasing the exposure other people have to what you have to offer. Even Elijah, my grandson, knows what we have to offer to an extent, because Halloween's coming. What does he want to be this year? After going through 5 different characters he wanted to be, he settled on being Buzz Lightyear. So where do we go? We go to Oriental Trading. Through my portal, there's his Buzz Lightyear costume with these sort of inflatable wings or something. I'm not quite sure what they are, but I know he was happy, and I know that I get an IBC accumulation for that. And when someone says, well, where did Elijah's costume come from, then I get to say, well, I got it through my portal. Here's my web address. You can go and look, and there's a variety of things that you can shop for. So the retailing and the volume accumulation actions, they have to start now. You can't wait until November, December. Think about what we're all doing. We're kind of tentatively making our list of what we're going to buy for people for the holidays or how much we're going to spend. Other people are doing the same thing. So you have to take the time now to make your list of everything that's going to be happening in your family and your friendship circle. Set the time for ordering your products based on when you need to present these things. Obviously, you can't wait till the day before the housewarming to order something. Well, you can if you want to give them an e-gift certificate that they can check online, but I don't think that's very polite. So plan the time. So you have to make the time to become familiar with what you have to offer. When you get one of those catalogs in the mail, you see something that you want, always first go search your portal. And I got a catalog today, and it's got this really nice jewelry box in it, so I'm thinking, oh, I need a new jewelry box. I don't need a jewelry box. I shouldn't say that. That's just not true. I would like to have a new jewelry box. So I go search. Before I'm going to order something from this catalog, I'm going online, put in jewelry box, and then up come all these choices, and then I get to choose. So I'm going to wind up getting the box I want, but I'm continuing to develop the habit of using my own resources. And that's a critical element of understanding the power of the achievement mechanisms that you have in place to help you build your business and get to the pinnacle for goal achievement. You absolutely have to become more familiar with what you have. When you think about the importance of the retailing aspect for the next 90 days, you have to move that same level of intensity into your prospecting and recruiting actions. You have to be clear on the requirements. Back to those numbers we talked about. This process is about requirements, possibilities, and limitations. The numbers are the numbers are the numbers, just like the plan is the plan is the plan. But quality does count in those numbers. To talk to 24 people, to get 12, to get 3, the requirements for me and for those people, I need to have people who are willing to work, who are willing to give me a names list. I need to have people who are willing to host product preview shows. I need to have people who are organized and willing to set priorities. I need to have people who are willing to learn, willing to attend trainings, people who are willing to consider a plan B. I don't need people who have no money, no time, no skills, and no interest. I don't need that. If I have some people who have no money, of course, as we've said in the past, there is a way to work with those people so long as they have all of the other parts, as long as they are still willing to work and willing to host product shows. There are ways that you can work that, but generally speaking, if someone tells you they have no money, no time, no skills, and no interest, all you can do is ask them for referrals and move on. You may be able to revisit them later, but right now you need to move on. When you get to that place of getting clear on those requirements for you and for others, then you'll understand how important it is to really identify quality possibilities. As Bruce mentioned at the beginning of the call, there are people who he's working with who are ready to come in, but he doesn't think they're ready yet because they haven't done all of the things that indicate that you're serious about working this business. Obviously, people can come in thinking they are, and life happens and it changes. But on the way in, you need to make sure that people are emotionally available to work this business, physically available to work this business, and that you're available to work with them. Because when you get to the next category, your limitations, the limitations are ultimately going to be based on what you're willing to do to comply with the requirements. You see, if you have the means and you have the internal motivation to work with the requirements, then you're simply going to have to really focus on the discipline necessary in order to do the daily work that it takes. And we've talked about discipline before. It is absolutely the hardest component. It's the one that we struggle with. It's the one we just plain don't like. But we don't generally like discipline in any area of our life. But here, you can't succeed without it. If the requirement is 8 to 15 hours a week, and you are capable of doing 11 hours, that's what you have available, and your commitment is to only doing 9, then you need to understand that if you don't have the discipline to really work those 9, then you're going to fall short of putting in that the requirement that's necessary to achieve the goal. But if, on the other hand, you do meet the daily commitments, then you're demonstrating that you have the discipline necessary to meet the requirements. The challenge is, we know what the requirement is, but in order to achieve our particular goal, we may need to do more of that, and we spend all of our time just meeting the minimum. And a minimum level, and especially an inconsistent minimum, is never going to get you to goal achievement, never going to get you to the pinnacle in a 2 to 3 year plan. It's not, because you're going to continue to restart and reinvent yourself. And I guess when you think about the discipline piece, the most important variable in the discipline component is you. Because, again, you could come up with a really nice-looking master action plan. You could even come up with a really good-looking daily action plan. But if you don't have the discipline to follow the requirements necessary and to implement what you need to implement, then it's just not going to work. For those of you who looked at Jim Harper's book, you know, The Ways of the Master Builders, one of my favorite books, that book talks about the importance of determination and discipline. And I think the challenge is that one without the other just doesn't lead to goal achievement. You know, you may really want your goal, and I believe most of you do, and you say that you're really determined to achieve it, and I'm going to get there. But determination without the discipline to follow through on your action plan, you know, it's really just more of a wish. And it doesn't just apply to this business. It applies to any area. You just like me sometimes with exercise. I say I want to have these kind of triceps. I want to have this sort of strength. But I'm determined to get there, but I don't have the discipline to take myself downstairs to use the exercise equipment. So it's not going to happen. So it's like I could sit here and say, well, I could keep pushing, and I'm really determined, and it's going to happen. But until I get up off my butt and do something, and do the things that are necessary, not just do something. I can get up from here and go sit on the sofa and eat a Haagen-Dazs, which I will likely do when this call is over. But that's not going to get me what I just said I wanted. So, you know, some wishes can actually come true, but that one's not likely for me. And do you really want to stake your goal achievement on a wish? Or do you want to accept responsibility for what's going to happen to you, in as much as any of us can accept responsibility for ourselves? It's like when I have Elijah here. He loves going out on the deck and wishing on a star, you know, that I wish I may, I wish I might have this wish I wish tonight. And he lives invariably for some kind of toy or what have you, and he always shares the wish with me. I wonder why, because he thinks I've got to make it happen. But I might wish with him on the star, but I don't stake his chance for going to school or other opportunities for his life or setting aside money for his college. I don't stake that on the wish that we make on the deck to the star. And I don't think that most of you really intend to stake your goal achievement on that. But the reality of what we're doing on a daily basis sometimes indicates that that's what we're doing. And we're relying more on it's going to happen to me or for me than I'm going to do what I can do to make it happen. And I think we really just have to consider the importance of having that plan and following that plan in the context, of course, of having business associates who are much more likely to do what you do than what you say. So if you're showing inconsistency, if you say you're going to achieve this, but they never see you actually working an effective daily action plan, they're going to do the same thing because they're going to be following your lead. And you might have that one or two exceptions who do exactly the opposite of what you do, but that's generally not the case. They're going to do what you do. And that's why you have to think about what you do every step of the way. And that's from the circular view of when you initially approach a person, what type of package are you using? Is it the three-part DVD? Is it the Montauk? To when are you going to meet with them to show the plan? To are you going to use three ways to introduce them to your other business associates? To are you going to get a commitment from them before you move to the next step? Are you going to make sure that they're using product and aware of what we have to offer? Are you going to make sure that they're willing to go to training and in fact will go? And then are you going to make the time to sit down with them, have your personal strategy session, which really means that you're going over the Getting Started Action Guide with them? Are you willing to do all of these things? If you're not willing to do all of these things that are necessary to help someone achieve success with this vehicle, then you probably ought not to talk with someone at all, because you'll be doing them a disservice. When you decide that you're going to actively engage, then these are the tools that you're going to use. Because remember, you're building to the goal achievement pinnacle. You're starting with that master action plan. You have a variety of things that you can do to build this business. And you're going to extract the ones that work for you, the ones that you're comfortable with, the ones that you're knowledgeable about. And that's how, where you're going to get your daily action plan from. That's when you're going to do these things. And you're going to do these things using only the system tools and only the appropriate achievement mechanisms to prospect, recruit, and retail to get to your ultimate goal achievement. Anything else just isn't going to work. I mean, it's not going to get you where you say you want to get to. And really, whether you're focused on your retailing or your recruiting, you just have to keep it simple. We don't need to complicate things. Just use the tools that are available. If you're not sure how to use them, just add someone. But share your story and always, always follow up with people. It's just like these calls are sort of your way of following up with yourself and seeing if you're on track. Now, if you're struggling with creating your working 90-day plan, then it may be time for another self-assessment. You know, periodically you should do self-assessments. It's not a one-time thing. It's not like the New Year's resolution. So I tend to do them on a quarterly basis. You can do them on a quarterly basis, or you can do them more frequently as you see fit. But the first question is always, what do I want? Number two is, can this vehicle help me get what I want? If the answer is yes, will I do what this vehicle requires? If yes, then I'll go to the Getting Started Action Guide, go to Basic Fives, go to my accountability person, and revise my plan. If the answer is no, then I use product, and I consider some other options for my life. You know, we all get to choose. I just want you to have some clarity in terms of what's really involved in making the choice. It's not easy. It's not simple. But it clearly can be more than worth it in terms of helping accelerate your progress towards achieving your goals. So I think I'm going to run out of time here. I just really want you to consider where you are and whether or not you need to adjust your goals or your activity level for the next 90 days. And I'm glad this call happened early on because I want you to be clear about this before half of October is gone. And then you say, well, I only have November left and December doesn't count because people won't be working. Well, that isn't true. Stores are going to still be open all the way till Christmas Eve, and some are even open on Christmas Day. People are buying all throughout the year. And this is the time for us to really get involved in sharing what we have in terms of the retail and our products and our web portal and the opportunity that we present for people to be able to make that extra money, because people can make significant retail profit between now and then to take care of many of their holiday and end of the year purchase desires and responsibilities. Okay? So think about that. Send your achievement, your goal statement and your action plan if you want it reviewed, or just give me a call and ask some questions, okay? The Feed Your Mind code for this period is pretty easy. I know someone is going to get this as soon as we get off the phone. I'm going to email it to you. I am where I am because I believe in all possibilities. I am where I am because I believe in all possibilities, okay? So send me your answer to that. Send me any updates you have. The next call is October the 19th, and we're going to have guest speakers for Modus and Transitions. Right now it looks like we're going to have Cheryl Ball, the Transitions Lifestyle Coach, and Ginger, our Modus Challenge winner. So it should be an interesting call, and you can, if you have questions, specific questions in advance, you can send those to me, and we'll make sure we cover those. All right? You all take care, and have a great week.